a concerned grandson asked the following question. My grandmother is 100% sure that she was named after a male relative, Yedidya. He had died young, so she was named Yedidya Alta. Since her parents were not religious, I assume they just told the rabbi that they were naming her after Yedidya, and he signed the name to my grandmother. I've also assumed that the rabbi would have changed the name to a feminine form like Yedida, since she is not yet religious and her parents were not. The name was never really used, and she never would have noticed it if it was Yedidya or Yedida. I recently found her ketubah, and her name there is listed as Chana. The ketubah was written in a rabbi's office sometime after my grandparents had eloped. I figured the rabbi may not have been a shomer's mitzvah, just took them in, wrote a ketubah without paying attention to details, and sent them on their way as quick as he could. This was reinforced by the fact my grandfather's name in the ketubah does not say Halevi, which he was. Her English name is Anne, and I guess this rabbi saw a young unreligious couple, asked my grandfather what his name was, and assumed what my grandmother's name was based on her English name, Anne. My grandmother says the rabbi never even asked her for her name. My grandmother is still a very sharp woman. I believe she would remember this event correctly. In addition, I recently discovered this rabbi is the great-granduncle of a close friend of mine, so I know now that he was a Shomer Mitzvos, although my other assumptions may still be correct. When I daven for my grandmother or need her Hebrew name for other things, should I be using Yedidya Alta, Yedida Alta, Chana, or some combination? I know many Mikubalim are very meticulous about calling a person by their true name, which reveals their essence. I want to be sure that I give her the proper respect she deserves and ensure that my tefillos for her are said in a proper manner. If your grandmother thinks her name is Yedidya and that's the name that she would use, Yedidya Alta, it's possible that Yedidya is a feminine name also. It's not only a masculine name. And therefore, it's very possible her name is Yedidya Alta. And really makes no difference what she was named, but if that's the name she uses and that's the name she says that when they make mishaberups or whatever they should use, that is her name. I don't know if your grandfather is still alive or not, but it would be an idea to change the ksuba, write another ksuba if he is, because the name Chana is meaningless since that was never given, nor did she ever use that name.